We're joined on the line by Danny McCoy, who's the head of IBEC, and Kevin Callanan, who is the general secretary of the Forza Trade Union. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us both this morning. Danny McCoy, we'll start with yourself. First of all, your reflections on the impact that all of this is going to have on employers.
Well, certainly, look, this is a national crisis, and so employers and businesses are definitely going to play their part and are already doing so. I think when you break this down, the first priority is obviously the public health, so the issues around social distancing, which seems to be the guidance now, I think will be enforced very clearly. Lots of people have moved at the end of last week to remote working. There'll be a lot of pressure now on Monday. It mightn't be the most useful day of all on the basis that a lot of people were probably bridging for the St. Patrick's week. So next week we will see a lot more heavy impact on our infrastructure, telecoms and broadband, as people stay at work where they can. But it's also crucial that essential services, and essential services are clearly the utilities, but also the food system, the retail. We need to keep operating as normal for our society. We cannot have a sense of panic going out there.
You were talking
about supply side response, and then we come on to demand them later.
Sure. Sorry to interrupt you, Danny. You've been talking before the general election about the idea of not social partnership, but at least about some sort of social dialogue where the private sector would do its bit to try and confront the bigger crises that the state might have been facing. But we thought that might have been more along the lines of infrastructure and the likes. What sort of shape does that take now, given what we're facing into?
Well, I think clearly this is an emergency context, and so the solidarity that our society has shown previously, I think, will come to the fore right now. But longer term, one of the points I was making is we have to ensure that the state is appropriately structured to take the society as it is today. We're going to learn a lot of what's critical in our infrastructure over the next couple of weeks. But if we've got the patience and we work collectively, we'll certainly get there. Right now, the public health issue is paramount, but we also realize there is an economic crisis beginning to build behind it. So the longer we delay on the health, it could well be that some of the economic issues will come to the fore earlier, because clearly the demand is falling very dramatically for those sectors, at the periphery. The periphery, I mean by the tourism, airlines and so on, as we see that demand go down. And as generally as people start to put the social distancing go back in, we're also seeing the demand falling in some particular sectors. We're going to have to ensure that people can remain capable of opening up and be back in business when we've passed through this phase. And so I think the government is making good steps in that, and along with the trade union movement and other social actors, we've been involved last week in government buildings around getting the revenue commissioners involved to allow in that cash flow. I think there'll be other measures coming during the week.
Let's talk about the effect on employees. Let's bring in Kevin Callanan, who is the General Secretary of Forza. Kevin, good morning to you. I understand that most of your members are public sector, so there is no immediate threats to their livelihoods, but nonetheless, this is a pretty grave situation where a lot of people in the private sector, are going to be out of work for the foreseeable, aren't they?
Yes, Gavin. Well, good morning. First of all, as Danny says, this is an emergency, and our union leadership met on Friday afternoon and made a number of decisions, the first being that our members would fully cooperate with the COVID-19 emergency measures and that we'd seek engagement with government in relation to operational matters. As you say, most of our people work in the public sector, but we do have members in the private and voluntary sector, and indeed members in aviation who are under serious threat at the moment.
What do you make of some of what you heard from Danny there a few moments ago about the need for the private sector to do its bit for the state? Obviously, that's going to require some pretty creative moves on the part of workers, because they have to try and make sure they have their own roof over their heads while trying to do their civic duty as well.
Well, the way I would put it, Gavin, is I think we have to do three things now. First of all, we need to ensure that everyone complies fully with the public health advice and guidelines. We need to facilitate workers to fulfill their caring responsibilities and obligations. And thirdly, we need to remain productive. And those three things together are a huge challenge, but we need to do them in the interests of maintaining not just essential services, but the normal services that citizens rely on. And also, I think, as Danny is suggesting, in order to protect jobs and incomes to the greatest extent possible. So I think one encouraging sign that I'm detecting already is that in relation to the health sector itself, already there's a much greater appreciation that the health service relies on all of its workforce, not just the heroic efforts of the frontline health professionals that we see at the moment, but the administrative, the support staff and other workers too, for it to work. And I think, if I'm hearing your earlier question to Danny right, I think also there probably is a growing recognition of the important role of the public service and the fact that we have a number of deficits, particularly within the health service, that are not just new, they're there for decades. And we also have a need to look, when we get through this, we'll have a need to look at how do we ensure that the public service can be best fit for purpose to meet these kind of challenges.
Absolutely. There's nothing like a crisis to underline exactly some of the structural defects that may be there. Back to you, Danny McCoy. Talking just more about the impact on the private sector at the moment, I understand that there are smaller representative groups for hospitality or retail or the likes, but as the head of an employer's group like IBEC, how immediate and how grave do you foresee the impact to the economy of all of these containment measures?
I think there will be a short, sharp shock if we manage to control this right. If we actually do not put the requisite measures in place, this could be longer and much more significant. And so what I mean by that is it is now important, and I think the government is moving that direction right across Europe and here as well, to say that the government, in terms of fiscal policies, will do all that it takes to get the economy back up and running. This is not the same as the financial crisis right now. This is a temporary, very specific supply-side shock that can be handled economically. But what's required for that is a cash flow to make sure that there's enough liquidity that those businesses that are really distressed, the ones that are actually on the verge of closing down, will certainly have an intervention from government through the revenue in terms of trying to keep the cash flow in place and to facilitate the workers who are going to be on short time or laid off, that they have income supports through the welfare system. We are in a really significant period now. We need to do things that will not be normal. They'll have to go back to normality afterwards. But we need to get that confidence from that the government will actually spend to ensure that we can keep our economic system intact. And along with what Kevin says, just to acknowledge what the public sector workers are doing, but also the private sector workers in lots of the utilities and lots of the distribution systems are going to be critical for our society at this point in time.
Danny, I have Regina Doherty, who is still the Minister for Social Protection, coming up in just a few minutes' time. Is there any particular things that you'd like of her to commit to this morning to try and help employers through all of this?
Yeah, I think I'd just say two things. One is clearly cash flow is very important on the business side, and so the banks are going to be crucial in this, but the banks don't have a relationship with absolutely everybody. The revenue commissioners have a relationship with everybody. And similarly, when it comes to social welfare systems, there's lots of schemes that are related to individual parts and individual circumstances. The social welfare system has to hit everybody now that's in employment, and so items that are actually global in nature, be they income supports that are related for one purpose, maybe for families or whatever, might well come back into the mix. So don't be trying to target, this is a population problem we're dealing with, it needs population-related channels to get the money to people.
What about yourself, Kevin Callan, and any particular things that you would like in an ideal world, Regina Doherty, to be able to commit to when I speak to her next?
Well, I think Congress has already made it clear to the stakeholder forum that we would like the option of a state parental leave payment to be looked at for those workers who aren't covered by some collective agreement arrangement in relation to caring responsibilities for children in particular. And in relation to those workers who face layoff, there was some work done in the context of Brexit in relation to a short-time work scheme, and we think that that could have application. From the public service point of view, Gavin, I just want to make it clear that FORSA, and I think all of the other public service unions, recognise that public servants are in this emergency are going to be expected to do different things in different ways and at different times than they normally would have. And what we're signalling is the public service and the public service unions are ready for that challenge.
Kevin Callanan, General Secretary of the FORSA Trade Union, and Danny McCoy, who's the head of the employers group IBEC, thank you both very much for joining me this morning on The Record.